Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Now,
this is the Bobby
Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, we are back for another week. All my friends are here. I'm here. You're here. You're listening. You could be anywhere in the whole world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. All right, it's Monday, so let's do this. Eddie, I'm going to come to you first. Eddie's our video producer, dad of four. Everybody gets the same question. It sucks if you have to go first without time to think.
That's all right. I'm ready.
What is the most important decision that you've made in the last 5 years?
Ooh. I would say buying a house and selling a house. That was tough. Like, what, when we were selling the house, it was like, what do we price it at? And how long are we going to have this on the market? Like, we needed to sell. The way our situation was, we had to sell our house in less than a week.
So, I love that. And we're not going to be judgmental, but I heard, I could hear all of them go, you adopted kids and you didn't say that.
That's been the 5 years?
Yes.
I mean, that's tough because I guess we've had them around five years.
But you had judgment. No, you get judgment from me.
Well, I didn't think about them because we've had them for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then once we started fostering them for 2 years, we adopted them, which I figured was just going to happen anyway.
Yeah, judgers.
Oh, man.
I didn't.
My
noise was because I'm like, shoot, I had some very important decisions and I don't know that I can say them.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey,
can I redo mine?
Wow.
Just in case the guys are listening.
Eddie, the way you answer that is, I feel like they've been part of my family forever.
And that is what he said.
Okay. And I really meant that.
Okay. Yes. Okay, good. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying.
Hey, who gasped? Was it Lunchbox?
Well, Lunchbox did an AMB dip, but she changed her story.
Because that is my story.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Lunchbox. What's the most important decision you've made in the last 5 years?
Oh, it's easy. Deciding to impregnate my wife.
You say it in a weird way.
That's so weird.
That's the decision I had to make. It was like, all right, is it time? And I decided to do it, and I've done it three times since.
Okay.
Wow, man.
So we've had three kids in the last 5 years, and so I would say that was my biggest decision. I mean, that or buying a storage locker with Bobby, I don't know. Going into business
Bobby. They are close. It's one of my worst decisions in 5 years.
Yeah.
The headache that brought me. Okay, got it. Amy, what do you have? Most important decision you made in the last 5 years?
We adopted our kids 5.5 years ago. So
oh, just missed the cutoff.
Wow.
I wish I had that to lean on.
Go ahead and say it. Say it.
You've had a lot.
What? I don't know what
it was.
You
a big decision.
Well, let's see what.
Are you gonna
I signed
say it?
A new contract.
No, are you going to say it?
20.
It says it starts with decision. Take a word out of that. Letter out of that word.
No, think of the Cowboys.
There's hard decisions.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Again?
Oh, the Big D. Don't mean Dallas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Read it
What's
again?
The most important decision you made in the last 5 years?
Important would be just
pretty important.
Choosing myself.
You guys can't be judgmental to her answer.
What do you mean?
That's what we were just talking about for you, Eddie.
Right. You're right.
We're not judging.
Go ahead, Amy. I love the euphemism here.
Okay,
go ahead.
All of them.
Do it.
That I can't say.
Do it.
Or would prefer not to. I made the decision to do hard things.
I like where you were going to choose, to choose yourself.
Okay, there. Okay.
Do it again. Do it that
one. That is hard.
Say it then.
To choose myself.
It's like a choo-choo train.
Choo-choo.
At times.
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine. It feels weird to label that. It's a life change.
It's important. Okay. I didn't say good.
Okay.
You don't have to keep doing it either. Don't let these two guys.
Okay.
No, just flip them the pinky bird, because that's not the dirty bird. When I do this.
It's not.
That's the pinky bird. Not as bad.
There's one decision that I had to make that I thought was like, I don't know how we'll ever recover from this. And I remember when I was making it, Bobby said, no, this is going to be, you're going to look back on this and be so glad you did it. And then I do that now.
What is it?
So, like, hardest decision ever, but best thing that I ever did. So thank you for that encouragement.
What is it?
Everybody else in my life.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not saying?
No.
Oh.
What in the world?
Can you write it on a piece of paper?
I remember.
Mike said, did she kill someone?
I remember talking to you in my driveway.
It had to be done, Amy.
I know exactly where it was.
I do not know what it is, but thank you for that.
Maybe, nice, Bones. I like that.
I don't know.
Hey, we don't know what it is either.
Yeah.
All right. The most important decision I've made in the past 5 years is getting married for sure.
Oh, thank goodness.
Getting engaged was probably the biggest one. Because that's it. Once you're engaged, that's the top of the mountain, and then you just go down the other side, right, to a whole new land.
Mm-hmm.
But getting engaged was the biggest decision that I've made, and I was a little bit nervous to propose, and I'm not really nervous for anything except proposing and hitting golf balls in front of people watching. That's about it. So I'm gonna go with that one.
It's a good one.
Will you text me what I said to you?
Yeah, text. Put me on that too.
Yeah, there's group text.
But what they're going to do is they're going to hear you say it, and at some point in another bit, they're going to bring it up.
There's no way they would ever say this.
Oh,
ever.
You did kill someone.
If they did, why would?
Crap. What did you?
Why
steal?
Would make Ray hit the drop button?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
All right.
Well, statute of limitations is maybe up.
Did you text me?
I haven't got it
right
yet.
Now.
I just want to see what it is and react to it on the air.
You're going to be like, oh yeah, duh.
Okay, so that's that segment. That's Prompt Monday. Man. We have terrible names.
I think this is the hardest thing I've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
And that was really hard. That was really brave of you, and it was an absolute right decision. And, yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I see it.
You don't. Yeah, and you know what? I admire you for doing it, too. I didn't do anything except just give you advice. Anyway, moving on. You guys don't even know how strong Amy is. You give her crap, you have no idea how strong Amy is.
Does that mean you're associated with it?
Well, whatever I hit the body. I hit the body.
Oh, man.
I'm in. Yeah. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa, Bobby Bones. For 2 years, I begged my boyfriend to get a cat with me. We moved into a new house. The house finally allowed pets. He caved. We adopted an adorable kitten from the shelter. Man, it was great. But now that cute little kitten is turning out to be a real jerk. He constantly destroys our furniture and clothes. And if there's something gross that can be gotten into, he's guaranteed to jump in there and spread it around. I've had a lot of cats. This one's the worst. If I have to give the cat up, I'll never hear the end of it from my boyfriend. What should I do? Signed, Katie the cat person. This happened similarly with someone here on the show.
It was an impulse decision.
I don't know who. I'm not really going to say who it was.
Yeah, don't.
this person went and got a cat, right?
Rescued.
Yeah, rescued. Yeah. Oh, why don't you take the story? You seem to know a lot about it.
So I was mentoring a kid in like the sixth grade at the time, and we went to visit the...
Oh, it was you.
Yes.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Same with Trevion. And he thought the cat was so cute. So cute. So did I. And so I thought, well, let's go ahead. Let's get the cat. I did not take into consideration how my Rottweiler, Josie, at the time would feel about the cat. But I got the cat. We got all the toys and the food. And I went home and spent several days there. And it was an absolute nightmare. It was horrible. I could no longer take it. And so I knew for the safety of the cat, I needed to return her. So what I did, though, is I went back and I said, I know I just rescued this cat, but I bought all this stuff and I'm willing to give it with the cat. Oh. It comes with it. The next family that rescues this cat gets all this stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I didn't hear the end of it from people, and it's fine.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows who that was? I don't know.
You guys.
Here's what I'm going to say, Katie. You got an animal. You got to have patience with the animal. You have to.
But sometimes it's not a good fit.
There's no other dog
sometimes
here. The fit is
stressful.
They adopted a cat that comes from a shelter that probably didn't have the greatest life and is probably acting like that because it was never given any sort of discipline at all.
Dang.
And so that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
I mean, Eller, our dog that we adopted, was really difficult and aggressive. And they told us she would never be able to live in the same house with a dog. But we had to really focus, keep disciplined, be consistent. And before, she's awesome now. She's way more loving than Stanley is. It's the hard stage right now. Puppies are hard. And when you adopt an animal, it's hard because you're having to adopt them for a reason. They didn't have a great life before. So what you should do, Katie the cat person, is give it 6 months and then check back.
Yeah.
But you signed up for this. You wanted the cat. Not even to mention your boyfriend will give you crap and you'll never get a cat again. But that's secondary. This is your cat. Give the cat a good life. Don't ship it out again. In 6 months, if the cat's, you know, he's killed your boyfriend or husband.
Oh.
And then you
killed
talk.
One of them?
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? Yeah, you guys stay with it. Stay the course, cat. Katie the cat person.
Yeah, stay the course.
What does that mean?
Stay the course. Mm-hmm. I would encourage her to do the same.
Absolutely.
I made an impulse decision based on a kid that really wanted it. Mm-hmm. And then I had a Rottweiler. She doesn't. Good point.
Stay the course, Katie. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a group in Tampa called My Fairy Godfathers, and they found out that this high school student, Miriam, wasn't going to be able to attend prom because she couldn't afford it. So they selected her for a full-blown makeover. She got a new outfit, accessories, dinner, a limo for the night, and they picked her all because of her academic excellence as well. Like, she excels. Just no way she was going to be able to afford it. And this is a group that was founded by Steven Anderson and Andrew Ashton. And here's Andrew talking about what they do.
We really want to make sure every woman of any age, of any ethnicity, feels beautiful. That's really what our foundation is all about.
My Fairy Godfathers.
I think it's awesome.
Same.
They're helping out somebody who wasn't like begging for the help, who just decided I'm not going to do it because I don't want to. They found her and helped her. I mean, that's what this whole segment is. Good job, guys.
And it's not just this year alone. They've already helped more than 2,000 Tampa area women. From cancer to abuse to, you know, like something like this. It's really cool.
They are fairy godfathers.
I know.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right, this is my guy here, Justin Moore. He's got 11 number ones. Let's roll through the last five. His last one was With a Woman You Love.
Because with a woman you love, you talk.
Before that, We Didn't Have Much.
There was dirt.
Before that, Why We Drink.
Yeah, that's why we drink.
Before that, the ones that didn't make it back home.
Here's to the ones that didn't make it back.
Before that, Somebody Else Will.
Somebody else will.
He's got six others too, like Small Town USA. Regardless, Justin Moore, we're close so much. If I'm like, hey, I need some tickets to this game, he's got season tickets, Razorback. He's a big Razorback fan like me. We play in the same conference in high school, playing sports. He's got a new album, Stray Dog, that is out now. He signed his record deal at his wedding reception. Here he is.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Justin Moore.
I was tagged in a picture, and my sister had tagged me on Facebook or something. And she goes, I just ran into Justin Moore.
Yeah. About a month.
Were you in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Got it. I was going to ask if you even remembered that.
Rod's, which is in Hot Springs, as you know. We love that place, man.
Was and she so, okay, though? Was she like, she wasn't like, oh, my God.
Because
you let
great.
Me know if I need to tell my sister.
They did mess my pizza up,
but
it wasn't her fault.
You know what? I'm going to have like, a little something to say about that.
She was like, and almost apologetically, she was going, I'm Bobby's.
Oh, apologizing for being sister. My sister more than the pizza.
I go, oh, okay. So anyway, it was, yeah.
Is it hard for people to recognize you without the cowboy hat? Because without the cowboy hat, you're just like a dude.
Yeah, I'm just an ugly,
not ugly dude. I would say like myself, just a tiny generic little dude. I think we're both generic white guys.
Yeah, I mean it happens sometimes, but not all the time. I think it would happen more with a hat, you know,
that you get recognized.
Yeah.
Do you ever wear the hat though? Where would you wear your cowboy hat that doesn't involve performing or literally working at, like, in your, you know, field or yard?
I was going to say working at the house, but outside of that, not at all.
Like, if you're really having a bad day and you're like, man, nobody likes me, you could just go to Walmart in your cowboy hat and people would come up to you and make you feel good.
I guess I could, yeah. But, no, I'd like to be incognito as much as possible, which I'm sure you're the same. I don't know.
Well, my glasses, I can't really not wear my glasses.
Well, see, I just started wearing glasses, like prescription glasses. So that helps me in the grocery store not get recognized because, you know, I don't have that look. So,
well, it is kind of, they're dark rim though, aren't they? Like, kind of like this?
A little bit.
Yeah. People are like, are you Bobby Bones? Just say yes. And then be super cool and we both win. Right
there you go.
Hey, new record just came out this weekend. So why is it called Stray Dog?
This industry has been really great to me. Radio in particular. You guys have been awesome to me. The fans have been great to me. But there have been moments in my career where I've been labeled an outcast, an outlier, outlaw, whatever. You know, award shows never pay any attention to me at all, even though I've sold more records and have more hit. And I don't mean that boastfully. It's just a fact. Than a lot of people that are on the shows and win awards. And so it kind of became an autobiographical song, and I thought it was a really cool album title.
So you wrote Stray Dogs.
I did.
And was that the reason? Was that when you're in the room and you're like, man, I'm not asking for it, but it is weird based on if you're just looking at analytics that I haven't been recognized in these capacities. I mean, how does that come up for that song to be written?
I mean, it wasn't specifically about that, but that there were some threads through the song that, you know, came about when we were writing it. But I don't know. I think when you're writing a song, you're writing the song and trying to make it as good as it can possibly be and as real as it can possibly be. And that just happened to be the topic that particular day.
I'm going to play a little bit of this. Here is Stray Dogs from Justin Moore.
You can padlock the door, tie me up on the porch.
You have dogs?
Too many, yes. We have two Great Danes that are...
How expensive are they to feed? What costs
160
more to feed?
And 180 pounds.
The kids or the dogs cost more to feed?
The dogs, probably, yeah. Dude, it's ridiculous. And then we have a little, I don't even know what she is, a little shepherd kind of thing.
Do you have one you're closest to?
This sounds terrible. I'm not really a pet guy.
You're not a dog guy?
My wife is, and my kids are. So I'm just like, hey, buddy. you know, like I'm one of those guys, you know.
Do you have any other animals?
We have the three dogs and we have two cats. One outside cat, one inside cat.
Do you think one's jealous of the other? Like they look at you through the window?
Oh, yeah. The outside cat is definitely jealous of the inside cat. Because the inside cat sleeps in the bed with us. The outside cat just keeps bringing snakes and mice and stuff to the back door going, look
what do
I
have to do to get in?
Yeah, what do I have to do, man?
It's like, here's my money to get in the club. Let me in. Justin Moore is here. We're going to actually play your single, and we're going to come back in a second. This is Justin and Priscilla Block. How'd you guys get together on this song?
I was just blown away by her. I thought she was fantastic. And not only was she great with the crowd, but I thought her, you know, songwriting was great. I thought she sang great. And I went up to her and said, look, if I can ever do anything to help you, I would love to. I don't know what that would be. But and then I got this song and I asked for her help, you know, by having her on it. And I think she's got a great future ahead of her and a really bright future. She's super talented, great person, and it's been a lot of fun to be on the road with her and, you know, obviously
you guys work, do this
work
together?
The song together.
Yeah. We're going to play it now. Here's Justin Moore and Priscilla Block. This is You, Me, and Whiskey. More with Justin in just a second. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Justin Moore.
With you being a guy that has done music your whole life and have been really successful over the past, because I saw your first number one was like 14 years ago or something.
Dude, yeah.
Is that accurate?
This is 16 years.
So 16 years that you've been doing it. So with that,
signed my record deal in 07.
You have been a guy that plays late shows. You're on a bus. You sleep in. And now you're doing a morning show back in Arkansas. How have you adjusted?
Because I'm an idiot.
Well, I feel like
idiot.
On the weekend, if I'm touring, I never catch up.
Yeah.
And then I struggle all week. But how's it going for you?
Not well. No, I mean, it's been a lot of fun, man. I mean, you know, like I've had the opportunity to talk to Scotty Thurman and Sidney Moncrief and like, you know, all these guys that I've looked up to. And so it's been a lot of fun, but it's tough, man. You know.
Do you ever wake up and go?
The schedule.
Ah, the morning. I just love it.
No.
I never have. Not no. Once. What time do you wake up? No.
So I'm on Tuesday through Thursday, 7 to 10.
Okay. So, that's a little softer.
So I
but
get up at like 6:52, you know, when I got to be on at 7.
Okay.
But
do you do it from your house?
I do. I do it with a tie line. Look at me talking radio.
Man.
Tie line.
That's a pretty good gig. Yeah. 3 hours in front of your house?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Dang, I'm making up at 3:30 over here.
Yeah.
Driving into work. What kind of crap deal do I have?
Yeah.
He just gets to wake up and do it from his bedroom.
You make a lot more money than I do, though.
Maybe only radio, though. Like, you're doing pretty good in your other thing. I get a lot of people that text me pictures of your bus going, who drives this bus? Because it's got a big Razorback on the back of it.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look at it anymore. As soon as I see who drives this bus, I know that it's you. Is that the same bus, or have you changed out the buses and put a new hog on it?
I've had, I think that's my second or third bus with a hog, and we're building a new one right now that we'll be on next year that we'll have a, I think we're going to do the, you remember the metallic hog from the Liberty Bowl? I think it was.
Hey, they all do, right, everybody?
I do.
Yeah. I do, but they all do.
I know you do. I think we're going to do that one on a white bus.
That's cool.
We'll see.
New buses are expensive. Do you buy your bus or do you lease?
Lease. Yeah.
I don't know anything about that. Small Town USA went number one back in 2009, 14 years ago. Feel like forever ago or feel like yesterday?
forever, but in a good way. I mean, you know, the fact that we're still doing this in this capacity so many years later, man, I just feel super blessed, and I'm super thankful to the fans listening. And again, you guys at radio have been so good to us over the years, and that's why we're still here, honestly.
When you moved to Nashville, because you then left Nashville, when did you move here? How long were you here?
I moved here in 02, 21 years ago, I guess. I lived here for between 9 and 10 years.
And when you moved back to Arkansas, was it because you were like, I feel successful enough that I can jump and then just come back if I need to? Or was it, I don't think this place is for me. I need to go back.
A little bit of both. Nashville was really good to me. I've got great friends here. It wasn't home. I mean, and it was never my intention to move here full time. And this Nashville is totally different than the one I lived in. I mean, it's changed so much and grown so much. But, yeah, it was always my intention to go back home, and in particular for my kids. And so we moved back home when my oldest daughter, who's now 13, was born. And I never wanted my decision to do this for a career to affect my kids in a negative way. And you can certainly live here and achieve that. But for me, I wanted to be back home around my parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and all that. And so it's been really good for us. It wasn't super popular with my record label when I did it.
Was that a conversation you had to sit down and have with them? Or did you just move and be like, just change my mail, just start sending it to this address? Yeah.
But I talked to my manager, actually. I go, I want to move home, and he knew it. And he goes, you're a grown man. Move home. Like, you don't have to ask anybody's permission. And so I just did it, and 3 years later, I'm talking to my record label president, and he goes, how long you been living in Arkansas? I go, about 3 years. And so it was good because it proved to him I could do my job and live anywhere. You know, as an artist, like when you come to Nashville, usually you're off. I mean, outside of these kind of things, I mean, typically it's because you're off work. You know, you get off the road, you're off for 2 or 3, 4 days, and then you get back on a bus. But so I kept coming home going, I wish I was at home, like eating dinner at Nanny's house, you know, with everybody else. And so
new record's called Stray Dog. I want to play a clip of the first track, which is you and Riley Green. This is Everybody Get Along.
But when it comes down to it, we got each other's backs in a world where no.
Do you feel weird? Because this song, you guys sound great together. Do you feel weird asking people to do stuff? No, just generally. Because I struggle with asking anybody to do anything with
I
or
do.
For me.
I hate asking anybody for any help or, you know.
Why Riley? Do you feel like that was a guy you could ask pretty easily?
He and I have gotten to know each other over the last 5, 6 years, whatever. And I'm a big fan of his, obviously. And I really thought, in the song in particular, it's two guys that are just alike, which is the irony in the song, even though they disagree on everything, but they're identical. And so, you know, he and I think, are a little bit like that. So
one more here. This is With a Woman You Love, Justin Moore.
Because with a woman you love, you talk all night.
Which, by the way, was another number one for you. You got 11. You got 11 of those things.
Dude, it's crazy.
You got 11 number ones. And again, I'll just kind of end this the way that I brought it up. 11 number ones. And it's like, how's Justin not playing on these shows? And now it's like, you know, screw it. But yeah, how's it?
You know, it used to bother me, but now I don't miss any ball games on Tuesday night when I'm supposed to be coaching my 11-year-old. So I'd rather be doing that.
Eddie asked me to sponsor his team. You're rich. Do you want to sponsor Eddie's team?
Come on, Justin.
You take that Cowboys hat off.
Justin Moore, new record just came out this weekend, so congratulations. Thanks. Good to see you again, buddy. Keep killing it. Thanks for representing home so well. And there he is. Go check it out. Stream it. And I'll say this. Justin's out on the road. You guys go, because it's so many dates. I'm not going to read every single city, but it's, you know, mostly the cities that we're in. You have all these dates all the way up until September 23rd. A lot of shows, man. A lot of shows.
Let's stop it at September 23rd.
You do? Fall?
That? Yeah, let's stop that but right there.
Then you can go to the games. Exactly. I mean, that's what I try to now strategically schedule in games.
I do the same thing. I have to look down the schedule and go, okay, I'm going to go to this one, this one, this one. And so
I will see you at IR Country Fest, though, coming up in Austin.
Yes, like in a week or two.
Yes,
right?
It'll actually be this Saturday. Yeah. Okay. That's how you can tell we recorded this, is that we're trying to figure out where our days are.
Yeah. It'll be fun, man. I haven't been there in, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, so it'll be fun to be back.
Justin, good to see you, buddy.
You too.
All right, there he is. Justin Moore, everybody.
Woo, Hogs.
Here's a voicemail from Amy in New Hampshire. Yeah, okay, New Hampshire. Okay. All right, here's another one of these.
All right.
We know we don't believe this is a real place. Amy in New Hampshire.
Morning, studio. Yes, we do exist. I am just calling to say hello and to prove that we are real from all the way up here in Invisible, New Hampshire. Thanks for keeping me going in the morning.
The reason I don't believe New Hampshire is real is because they're never in the news for anything bad. Is that a utopian state where everybody thrives, smiles, helps?
That's pretty legit.
Sounds like it. Or is it not real? Because, you know, I'm going to go on the road and do some shows this summer. And I was going to book and schedule a theater in New Hampshire, but all of a sudden nothing came up.
Really?
Oh.
Weird.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And also, I didn't think anybody would come. But that's secondary. But I couldn't find... That's all I'm going to say.
Interesting.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
U.S. Surgeon General is saying that loneliness is a public health crisis.
Didn't he say it was like smoking cigarettes?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And when I think back to COVID and my dad, because he lived in an assisted living home, and my dad passed away in 2021, I think his body started shutting down because of loneliness. He didn't die because of COVID.
Man.
He was such a people person. And I truly believe that it's just like, okay, he just started to deteriorate. His health went way downhill once he didn't have interaction.
Mental health is a bridge a lot of times to physical health.
Yes.
It's never been made a priority because we didn't know enough about it. And the people who did know about it were like rich people and who went to a therapist back 25 years ago, even long, and therapy had some sort of negative connotation to it. Luckily, the culture is changing a bit where I'm so lucky that I found therapy. I was like, wait, insurance covers this? Well, I'm going to go to give me bits to talk about on the air. And then I actually got there and I was like, oh, this actually helps. So, yeah, we're in a good place. I'm glad he said that. What was the comparison? What did he say?
Well, his name's Dr. Murthy, and he said that loneliness can raise the risk of premature death by 26% and social isolation by 29%.
Wow.
You have an increased risk of stroke, heart disease, dementia, anxiety, depression, and self-harm. And it's just crazy to think that, well, we were forced into a situation of loneliness, but still, even coming out of that, so many people still feel very isolated and lonely. And so, I don't know, if you haven't heard from a friend or taken someone out, or maybe you know you need to be around people, try to schedule that.
Or just text them.
Yeah.
I do that about once a week. I'll go like, all right, let me flip my text. Who have I not just said what up to? And I'll be like, yo, what's going on? Can I borrow $10? I have so much money that way.
So, I'm going to try that today. No.
What else you got?
73% of moms think they're the best mom in the world. Mother's Day is
73%
coming up. Yeah, I know. I thought that was high. I was like, wow.
I thought it would be way low because most of my friends that are moms are like,
oh yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm failing
every
day.
I'm trying hard as I can, but I don't know what I'm doing really.
Yeah. So the top 5 skills that moms are most confident in having is problem solving, nurturing, multitasking, organization, time management, and communication skills.
And probably they've all had to develop while being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of those are forced. Like, why would you have to even think about some of that until you have to think about some of that? Eddie, where do you rank on the list of dads?
I mean, I'm definitely one of the best dads out there.
There you go.
So, yeah.
I think a lot of it comes down to that these moms, they really feel like their family would be lost without them. And that, I feel, a lot of moms handle most of a lot of things.
I saw your cup. Did you leave it?
What?
Number one dad? I saw it at Walmart.
I left it there.
Yeah, you left it there.
I'll go back
and get
it.
Go back and get that cup.
World's greatest dad.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you know that Jelly Roll has a food truck in Nashville that sells jelly donuts?
That sounds familiar.
Is it now? Did he just start it or has he always had it?
Yeah, he has it. He started with a friend, a fellow former inmate convicted felon.
You'll get there. Yeah,
friend.
Yeah.
And.
But has he had it for a while?
Yes, he's had it for years. And then the old friend that he started it with, they were in and out of jail when they were younger. And it's just something that they can do together that makes a huge difference. It rolls around town. They sell jelly donuts. They've got Jellynade.
It's got jelly donuts.
Yeah. I feel like they make a big difference with the Jellynade. I don't know what's in there.
What are you trying to say?
I don't
know.
Sounds good. It's a signature lemonade.
Eddie wanted to start a food truck.
Yeah, I mean, I still want to eventually. I just don't think.
What are you waiting on? You sound like Scuba Steve writing his movie or his TV show.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be the one that's going to be able to do all the work. So I got to find who can do all that.
Well, you can do a lot of the work. And you can also find a partner to do it with you.
You're saying do the show and then go make tacos?
I'm saying you are your priorities. If you wanted to have a truck, you could make it happen. There are people way dumber, way lazier people that have made more things happen than having a food truck.
Yeah, and I need to find investors too. I talked to one country artist. He says he's in.
Which one?
He says he's in.
Yeah, I don't want to reveal my investment.
Is it Jelly Roll?
No, it's not Jelly Roll.
Okay.
Well, so again, they're making a difference, and I want to put emphasis on this because they hire convicted felons who otherwise, if they go apply for a job, they immediately are turned away, and it's giving them a second chance and opportunity to have work.
Awesome.
Love it. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a dog named Chief. He's been missing since 2017. He was part pit bull. He's been missing for 6 years. That's the crazy part. I think after about 2 weeks, I would just assume the worst. I mean, I would assume the worst for like 3 days, honestly, if my dog was missing. His owner, Tara, lives near Atlanta. Chief disappeared from her property when he was about 1.5 years old. Weeks turned into months and then years. No Chief. Well, a couple found the dog wandering the streets. They took him into the shelter in West Virginia. And so there's a little Chip. Atlanta, wait, what? So then they call. And I think the number wasn't the same number because it was 6 years ago. But because they could search her on social media, they found her.
Wow.
And they got her dog back.
That's amazing.
Chief, about, again, 500 miles away. He was healthy. He was still friendly. I wonder if a dog even remembers her.
Mm. Yeah.
You think?
Have you talked to dog?
No.
I mean, I think too, but I don't know.
I'm hopeful.
Like, for the sake of the story.
Yes.
Sometimes yes. I go home after like a day and Stanley's like, I don't care. It's like, bro, I'm here. Like, don't you know me?
I know.
And he's I'm sleepy. I don't care.
I feel like he was like, that's the smell.
Chief?
Yeah, Chief. Like, he remembers her smell.
I thought you meant Stanley. He's like, no. He does not care. Great story. Love it when the dog comes home. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Have two events this week. I have the ACMs on Thursday night, which I'm going to be part of the broadcast on Amazon. Hope you check it out. iHeart Country Festival on Saturday. Really the greatest concert in the history of concerts, if you ask me. A lot of So there we go. Question is, Amy, should I cut my hair?
What kind of cut? Like,
or should I just cut it off and go back short? Because I've been growing it out forever just to be funny because I have nothing to do. It's very curly and like,
it is very
dopey.
I mean, I think a little trim.
Trim or go all the way back to short hair?
I don't want to tell you to go short because I don't want you to get offended, but I think
then
go
that's
short.
The answer.
Offended.
And that's the answer.
Okay. Yeah, can I?
But then you shouldn't say, I don't want to say it because you get offended, because then that's you saying it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I didn't so want you to take it the wrong way.
Well, no, but you said, I don't want. And you could have just said, hey, go short. But when you say, I don't want to say it because you'll get offended, then...
Yeah, I could see how that gives that away.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I don't want to be rude, but... Well, then you're about to be rude.
But you asked.
Right. I said, which would you like? And then you go, well, I don't want to offend you.
Okay. Are you thinking about cutting it?
Nah, I don't know. Eddie?
I think, dude, just by looking at your hair right now...
Yeah,
you have the perfect scenario for a mullet. And it's in right now. Morgan Wallen.
I don't have enough in the back.
Oh, no. If you take it off the front, you'll have enough in the back.
No.
I'm good. I used to have a mullet as a kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
I don't care.
Thank you. All right.
I really don't care.
Figure out what's up. I knew he would.
He's right.
Thursday, ACMs on Amazon. You can watch it for free. Don't even have to have a Prime membership. And then Saturday, iHeart Country Festival. You better watch it online.
Could you do a reverse mullet?
Yes, that's what Lunchbox says, the bangs. It's short in the back, bangs in the front.
I don't know what that means, but okay, my hair is just chilling.
All right, let's do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call two witches living together? Broommates.
Yeah, that's good.
That was the morning corny.
Dude, that's funny.
You know,
you didn't laugh at that
one. Wait, you didn't like the horse one the other day?
The horse one was giddy up.
It's like, roommates.
What was the horse one again? Do you remember what it was? Like, what's a horse say when he falls, they can't giddy up? That's hilarious. Help, I fall and they can't giddy up.
That was okay.
Okay. All right, Eddie is a dad of four. He's our video producer. Sometimes he comes in with dad stories, and we do this segment right here. Eddie, what's new?
So my boys play baseball, and one of my boys had a bad game. And he's very, you know, he likes to kind of, he lacks a little confidence sometimes. And when he has a bad day, he takes it really hard on himself. So he had a bad game, and we're walking to the car, and he starts crying. He's upset because he struck out a few times, missed a couple of catches or whatever. So we sat down right by the parking lot, and he's crying. And I'm like, bud, it's okay. You know, like, we're going to just work harder. We're going to work hard. We're going to practice, and that's how we're going to do it. Then somebody out of the blue, because I was looking at him crying, but I see like a shadow walk up, and some lady's like, hey, is he okay? And I look at her. I'm like, what? Yeah, he's fine. Oh, okay. I just wanted to check up on you guys, make sure everything was okay. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you going to do about it? I'm his dad. We're talking about something. Mind your own business. I thought that was so weird.
Seems like a little bit of an overreaction on your part.
Like, so if
Wait, which kid was it?
It's my 9-year-old.
Okay.
And so if you see like a parent talking to their child and the parent's crying, you walk up there and be like, is everything okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I guess I don't think she had intentions. how you've interpreted them of this parent must not be a good enough parent, so I should step in. It was what if there's something that
she could do? What could she have done?
Maybe she has a sucker in her pocket or some candy.
Maybe I have a sucker in my pocket.
Maybe she's a therapist.
It could be any. Maybe he like has a bloody knee from falling and she has some Band-Aids. I don't know. I'm making up situations, but I think you got offended way too quickly.
It was weird. I looked at her. I'm like, I'm good. We've got this all figured out. Thank you very much. Keep walking.
What do you?
Wow.
So weird. It's like mind your own business.
What do you think her intention was?
I don't know. Who is this man talking to this kid? He looks just like me. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you think she thought you kidnapped a kid?
Maybe, but
well, that's why I asked which kid it was, because he has adopted kids that don't look like him.
But but one of them looks just like his wife, so.
That's true, but she wasn't there.
Yeah, I think that you are very sensitive to that, but I don't think you should be, because I think that person had a really great heart. Maybe your car's broken down and the kid's crying and she could help you, give you a ride or something. There are just a lot of scenarios, because you've invented one in your head that's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But you should invent the other 11 that could have been someone just trying to give you a hand.
Part of me wanted to just look at her and be like, hey, you want to take them? You can deal with this. Like, there's a lot.
Oh, you're so good. You take What I would say is, and just generally, because I do this too in different situations, I assume what I'm most sensitive about, and it's almost never accurate.
Okay.
So I don't think she was like, this dad sucks. Let me hop in and help out. She might have been, but I doubt she was. Amy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think she was trying to be helpful. And I can be the same way. We assume the worst.
You would go up to someone?
But also, if you're a nurturing person, you see me crying, you automatically are drawn to it. Like, hey, is everything okay? Is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah, I don't think she meant any harm by it.
Yeah, don't be offended.
I get it if he was alone, but with me, get out of here.
But also, Eddie's like the nice guy. I'm kind of surprised he gave her a little attitude.
Oh, he says he did. Trust me. He probably just thought it.
Yeah. I didn't really say anything to her.
There's another situation too, Eddie the dad. You're one of your kids is playing football.
Yeah, he started football camp.
Like tackle
football.
Okay.
Pretty crazy. So I pull up a lawn chair and I get to sit right by the field and kind of watch them do their camp. And one of their drills is right in front of me. I'm thinking 10 yards away, so I can kind of see them doing everything. They're doing catching drills. And then I hear a couple of the kids just start saying bad words to each other. Like, yeah, whatever, beep, beep this, beep, beep that. But the camp is run by a bunch of high school kids. And so the high school kids are standing there like, hey, whoa, whoa, like, don't say that. But not really knowing how to deal with that. Yeah, well, he's this, beep, beep, beep. And the guy's like, okay, everyone just stop. And then finally the high school kids just give up. And they just like start like, ah, whatever, whatever. You guys keep talking like that to each other. Who cares? So I'm thinking as a parent, should I walk in there and be like, hey, whoa, I'm the dad. I can handle these kids.
You're like that woman. Is everything okay?
No, this is camp. This is different. You're talking 20 kids.
But is it your kid?
No, no, no. My kid, my kid was on the other side of this.
He's crying over our stuff. No, you shouldn't do that.
So I just let them just say bad words to each other?
You ain't the dad.
I'm 10 yards away, though, and I'm watching all this.
I feel like you should not. You also will embarrass your son.
That's what I thought. And I was like, if I go up there and I start lecturing these kids on why not to say those words or they're hurtful or whatever, my son would probably get embarrassed.
Yeah, they're also not your kids, too. I think, like, unless you have the parents' blessing to discipline their kid, you probably just generally don't discipline their kid.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go, like, spank him or anything. I was just going to tell
him. Can you imagine Eddie Gregg starts bending him over his knee?
I was going to tell him that's hurtful.
Amy? Yeah, I was trying to explain to some teenagers the other day about not recording TikToks where you're singing into the camera and mouthing words to songs that are explicit and have. There was a bunch of girls in my house, and I said, hey, look, if y'all are, y'all can be in the game room, whatever, if y'all want to make
your
videos.
House,
I know, but they looked at me like they were just staring. And I said, so this is just normal? These are the video? And they're like, yeah, everybody, it's just lip syncing to a song. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, when you pull up the video, like, I don't want your parents to see you in my living room being like, beep, beep, beep. So, no, sorry, we need the clean version only, but it's just...
Kids bop or nothing if you're going to lip sync.
Right. That's the truth. Yeah,
and I get it. But again, that's not Eddie's house. In your house, your rules.
I know. But I mean, if they're in my house and I'm explaining this and they're staring at me like...
Oh, yeah, they're doing
that. Is this woman? Man. Yeah, right. They're going to look at Eddie and be like, okay.
Hey, you should have heard these kids, dude. It was crazy.
I was like, where did you learn that
from? All the bad, bad ones?
Probably their parents.
Oh, bad ones.
The bad, 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 bad ones. Bad. Oh, geez. Okay. Hey, everybody. Let's go over and talk to Eden in New Orleans. Eden, what's going on?
Hi, Morning Studio.
Morning.
So, Bobby, I was just calling to update you. I had called and asked you about the Taylor Swift concert in Nashville and if I should just drive up and wait to get tickets. Mm-hmm. And we did exactly that, and that was the right move. We got them for the same price that we were going to sit behind the stage. We got really, really good floor seats for the exact same price the morning of.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, there's a lot of people freaking out, going, I need to unload them. But there are also people waiting for people to unload them, so you got to jump quick. But, yeah, for the most part, you can just show up and get good seats. Did you love the show?
Loved the show. That's why I don't have a voice right now. But, yeah, we just checked, like, every 10 minutes. And they still weren't cheap, but we got to see what we wanted to see. We also went to see Abby at the Luna Bar before the Taylor Swift show, and that was also great.
Dang, look at her. All the sides, all the music sides. How did Abby do? Did you say hi to her, or was she too busy singing her heart out?
We did, yeah. We talked to her for a second. She was awesome. Like, she's not bad on the show, but, like, live, she's so, so good.
Let's go.
She, like, rolls with the requests. She's interactive with the crowd. She's really good.
Come on. There she is, Abby. Hey, we didn't even pay her to say this. We're not like other shows. We don't hire people to call in. That's a real live call right there. But Eden, I'm glad that you guys had a great time. I'm glad that my advice worked out. And I'm glad the show was awesome. Abby and Taylor.
Yeah, everyone was great. Thanks so much, Bobby.
All right, see you later. What I thought might happen, because sometimes Taylor will bring out guests in the middle of her show, I thought she'd bring out Abby. I thought it would be a cool thing.
Oh, man, that would have been cool.
She'd be like, I'd like to bring out, to do a version of Mean, Abby.
Yeah.
That'd have been fun, huh? Mitch in Wisconsin is on the phone. Hello, Mitch. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I had a question for Bobby and Eddie. You guys were playing that game with Amy this morning with the plagiarizing of the songs.
Yeah.
And as members of the Raging Idiots, when you guys are making songs for that, how do you guys like ensure with all the different parts of the songs, the lyrics, the bass line, the beat, everything, how do you make sure that you're not plagiarizing other songs?
Well, the not funny answer that I'll give is that I actually have insurance in case I actually do. Which, because they're just like Ed Sheeran, he won his case, but it was just four chords. And they were like, yeah, you can't really say you own that four chord progression. And so I have to pay insurance because I write music in case I do accidentally get sued.
Smart.
Luckily.
Yeah, it's really smart.
I've not been sued. I think because our songs are so stupid, people will be embarrassed to go, yeah, that was mine. But I mean, and again, most of the stuff that we do is very comedy based. And I wouldn't. Sometimes though, we'll go, what, does this sound like anything? I mean, and then I'll play it for people too that I trust, not to tell me if it's funny or not, but does this sound? And the truth is, it always sounds like something, because there's nothing truly original anymore when it comes to melody or chords. There just isn't. There's only so much you can do. So we have not been sued. We also suck, and not in the way of, we're not, if you come to our show, you're going to laugh and it's going to be fun, but we're not trying to do advanced music like Ed Sheeran. We don't get in a studio and we write a funny song, we record a funny song, and then we'll play it live, but that's it. So no, we haven't been sued. And what are they going to make? Part of our royalties? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, here's 50 cents.
Yeah, here you go, buddy.
Right. It's very different suing Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Amy? You can't take shots at us. Only we can, okay?
No, I just...
What do you mean, Amy?
Yeah, we get mad. What's that, Amy?
Okay, my bad.
No, luckily, Mitch, we have it. And again, where it gets dicey for me is people will just hand me music places. Hey, will you listen to this? So because Eddie and I also write music for shows, I don't listen to anything anybody gives me.
I don't touch it.
Unless I can listen to it in a place where there are other people. Because otherwise they're like, I gave you this, and then you wrote Hobby Lobby Bobby, mm-hmm. and my song was called Nobby Nobby Nobby, and I can't prove it. So I don't,
we're done if that happens.
I don't take anything. So thank you for that call, Mitch. I appreciate that. But yeah, pretty crazy stuff there with the Ed Sheeran. He did win his case, though, by the way. Yes. All right, Mitch, have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
In case you haven't ever heard, this is live. We record our stuff live for the most part, too. This is from our live album, The Raging Idiots. This is Hobby Lobby Bobby. Here you go. Yeah, we didn't steal that from anybody.
It's a masterpiece, though.
This is the Mona Lisa of dumb songs. Time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Women love alpha males. They really gravitate to guys who take charge, know what they want in life. They rated far higher than timid, sheepish personalities. Experts research what traits that women say that, you know, guys need the most. I agree. However, like when my suggestions of where we go eat aren't always met wonderfully. I'm like, I like to go eat at Roots Chris. We haven't been to Roots Chris once.
Well, there goes that.
It's like, you know, every few weeks, like, let's go somewhere good. Like, how about Roots Chris? Like, I'm being.
You're decisive.
Yeah. And I never really met.
Okay.
Warmly or welcomely. Strength and courage, power, influence, an aura that takes over the room, money, financial stability. That's all part of the alpha male. And that's from Cosmopolitan Magazine. Amy, thoughts?
An aura that takes over the room.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you know what you want in life and like you've gone after it.
You're not an alpha male, though.
Are you alpha, though?
No. Oh,
yeah, for sure.
You like, are?
Yes. Any sports team, I'm a... Listen, only, just because I don't talk when I'm quiet, but no, I'm a leader. I'm captain of everything. I'm an A, okay. Type A, no okay. Doubt about it. I annoy people because I have to get my way.
Okay, I feel the aura.
Yeah.
Okay, you changed
yeah,
my mind.
Yeah, buddy. So shut your faces. God, see?
That's a
see how I pull alpha
but,
there?
But I think you married an alpha female.
For sure. So here's the thing.
What happens there?
You can have control. You're the boss. I mean, right. Yeah, no, she's super strong and super smart. Sometimes it's very difficult for me because I've always been the only type A. I've been such a type A that we just do what I do. That ain't the case anymore. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's somewhat the case in marriage too, but no, I've never felt like even in an argument, I needed to prepare myself my whole life. Luckily, I've been blessed with a pretty quick wit, able to think on my feet. If I don't go in with like a night of cramming before her and I are going to have a discussion about, I'll just get dominated. I don't like it. So now I do this new technique where I'm just like, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Nice aura.
Well, I can't lose. I was like, you know what? This is so ridiculous. I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to sit here and be quiet. But really what I'm saying is, I got nothing. I can't. And she has a photographic memory. And I don't say that like, oh, she remembers a lot. She can take words. And when she used to come on the show before things got stalker weird, you could take a word and be like, penicillin. She could spell it backwards because she can see it in her head.
That's crazy.
She could just go penicillin, NIPTBTP, backward. And so I will make her do it sometimes. She's like, hey, what am I? Am I a party trick? I'm like, yes, do the thing.
Show them, honey.
It is cool.
Yeah, she can also hear a song once and know every word to it.
Wow.
So the problem is, if she's like recalling things that I've said in the past, I know she got it right because she has that special trait. So I'll just stop talking. You know how they say, if you know, you have the right to remain silent. I remain silent in that right.
Like when you get arrested?
Yeah. I'm like, can't. If I don't say anything at all, I can't say anything wrong.
Okay.
It's that meme of that guy with the finger to his head. Uh-huh. Yeah. When dating, trivial similarities are huge. Dating experts found that things like shared birthdays, the same first initial, having similar sounding names, make people more attractive to one another. For example, Charles and Charlotte, Pete and Paula. And now it's not the thing that actually makes them stay together, but people, because of what's called implicit egotism, they like that. They will actually hop in if it's kind of borderline and be like, okay, I can do this.
Hmm.
Eddie and Freddie.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
That's from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Are you married but still hanging on to things from the exes? Relationship experts say to get rid of old love letters, trinkets, or photos of past... What's up?
Yeah, why would you have that at all?
Well, some people just hold on to things.
Oh, I wouldn't.
No chance. No chance. That's gone.
Yeah, some people like me.
Same here.
Mm-mm. I don't even have anything I would want to save, but still I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like my now, yeah, you know?
And risky.
Oh, that's okay.
Very risky.
Okay. Yeah, that too, probably. They serve no purpose but sending your mind into the past when you see them. Expensive watches or jewelry, they say is fine to keep from them. I would say pawn that.
What? Card. Mm-hmm. Why is it okay to keep the jewelry they gave you but not a letter?
Maybe you just weird. Don't say it's from them.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive, but I'd probably sell that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go and get on old Facebook Marketplace. That's from Women's Day. Do you want a long, happy marriage? Merge your bank accounts. I thought about Lunchbox when I heard this one. Married couples with joint bank accounts have better relationships. Now, Lunchbox, you do not.
No, we have separate accounts. And we seem to have a great marriage. Everything seems to be working out great. Three kids. Mm-hmm. She's happy. I'm happy.
And I don't think any study is universal for every single person. But they do say married couples have better relationships. They fight less over money, feel better about how finances are handled. Probably mostly because they can see how finances are handled.
Yeah.
So that's the deal there. I mean, we have joint accounts. It's all account. But she had her own money, too.
I think having a joint account is really good, but I think it's also okay if you want to have each have your own separate account on the side.
Thank you. Welcome to my side.
No, no, I'm not. No.
Wait, a side account?
No, no, no.
A secret one? No. Oh, right. No, okay. That's fair. Amy said it's okay. Okay, we can have a side account.
But if back it up. It's not a secret because the other person knows about it. You both know that you have them.
But you don't have the login, right?
You both know, so it's not a secret.
It's a communal understanding of marriage. When partners respond, what I liked when we got married is because, you know, my wife was doing like, I don't know how, commodity trade, oil and gas commodity trade, international, I don't know. She got her master's degree, then she was doing all this trading with foreign countries in the middle of the night, doing computer coding, all this stuff. And then it was just like, all right, well, we're going to do our accounts. Oh, you have that much money saved up? Ooh. It was exciting for me because I had money I didn't have to work for. It was just there. I had it.
It's yours now.
It was so exciting to me. That was pretty cool. We went long in the first part of the segment. We can possibly get back to the news in a minute. But finally, the world's most expensive ice cream has truffles, and it costs $6,700. Salato is a luxury ice cream. They're the Guinness record holder for an ice cream that sells for $6,700 per serving. Milk, two types of cheese, egg yolks, sake leek.
I don't know.
Yeah. Then it's topped with Parmigiano cheese. That's not Parmesan, but Parmigiano. White truffle, truffle oil, and gold leaf. Mm. It also comes served in a stylish black box. Well, does it have $6,000 in cash on the bottom of the thing? Because otherwise, that's from Oddity Central. Okay, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doop boop 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 in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they will last a lifetime. Now, the best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap. Or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style, and they are built to last decades. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Now over the weekend, and I know I did wrong, but I think I weirded the cop out. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I'm driving, just, you know, doing what I do when I drive, paying attention, chilling.
Oh, yeah.
Both, same time. My Bluetooth wouldn't connect for some reason. And so I get a call. It's a pretty important call. I take the phone, and I put it up to my ear, which I probably do more than I should, but that is against the law. Now, I'm just talking on the phone, minding my own business. And, woo! Loud. And it was so loud. And I see the cop go over on the shoulder and pass somebody to where I'm going to move over and let him go by because whatever's happening, that's some serious stuff. And I want to get out of the way. Woo! And then he gets right behind me. And I'm like, wait, is he pulling me over? I wasn't speeding. I don't speed. Wow. It must be something I can help with. I don't know.
He needs your help.
Yeah, maybe he's a big fan of the morning corny. I don't know. So I pull over to the side of the road and get to a safe place. I keep my hands on the steering wheel so he knows I ain't up to any funny business because I know every time these police officers pull someone over, their life is in danger for sure. And so put my hands up on the steering wheel. It comes up, and it comes up the passenger side. I said, were you talking on your phone? Was your phone to your ear? And I was like, oh, yeah, I sure was. That's what I think in my head. I didn't realize they really pull people over for that, especially that aggressively.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, bro, you thought I robbed a bank, how I got pulled over in front of everybody. And so where I think it weirded him out, because I was I was also trying to get home in time because I had a really important Zoom meeting. Wasn't speeding, though. And I said, oh, I absolutely was. That's on me. I should not be able to do that. Anyway, you can give me that ticket pretty quick because I got a meeting I got to get to. You can go run all my stuff. I've got no criminal history. I'll wait here. But yes, I did it. I plead no contest if that's a thing. Thank you, officer. And he's like, what is happening right now? I didn't argue it. I did it. But also, he had places to be for sure. He's got to go out and save some people and save lives.
You didn't just argue it, though. You offered, like,
no,
hey, give me that ticket.
I did no contest. Can I please have the ticket?
Speed it up.
Yes, sir. But I didn't say speed it up like that.
Okay.
I said, I'm in a hurry to get home. I did say I'm in a hurry to get home, but I was not speeding. Like, I want him to give me a ribbon, though, too.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely did it. I plead no contest. Which was stupid. That's not even what that means. No contest means that you will accept a penalty without saying you're guilty. That's what no contest is.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I just should have said, I'm guilty. But I said, I'm doing it. I was doing it. Yes, sir. So he just looks at me for a second. Like, what's it? This is everything that doesn't happen when I do this. Because I didn't argue it. So he goes back, runs his stuff, comes back. He says, yeah, you have nothing. No, I don't need
warrants.
Yeah, nothing. And I was like, yes, sir. So he gives me the ticket. And pretty quick, by the way. And he also gives me this pamphlet right here. I didn't get out of the ticket. For instance.
You didn't want to get out of the ticket.
Yeah, I didn't get out of the ticket. No, I just wanted it. Because I was going to get in trouble if I didn't get back for this meeting. So this is the hands-free law, PCO 412. You can't hold a cell phone or a mobile device with any part of the body. You can't write, send, or read any text-based communication, even read. You can't reach for a cell phone or mobile device in a manner that requires the driver to no longer be in a seated driving position or properly restrained by a seatbelt. You can't watch a video or movie on a cell phone, and you can't record or broadcast video on a cell phone or mobile device. And there's a whole bunch of questions here. And so he's giving me the ticket. I say, hey, thank you very much for the ticket. And then I say, hey, I really appreciate what you guys do. I know you're risking your life every single. And then he starts looking at me like, now are you complimenting me? He was just weirded out by the whole thing. And I said, I know you guys, it's dangerous for you to even pull someone over. So I really appreciate what you guys do. And he's like, okay, well, I can see in the court on the 30th or you can pay the ticket. He walks off.
Wow.
It was probably a really bizarre experience for him. And he was very straightforward and fair, and I got the ticket, and I moved on. But I tweeted, hey, I'm on the side of the road. I got pulled over. Officer's being fair. But also, it just reminded me, like, they have a lot of variables that can go wrong. And then all of a sudden, their wife or kids don't have a dad anymore. Mm-hmm. Or their husband and kids don't have a mom anymore. And so I tweet this out because I mean it. And I'm not upset. I got the ticket. I did it. No contest. Guilty. I tweeted. And it was the most oddly controversial thing. Not to me. People get some people get so upset by that on Twitter that I was saying, hey, police officers, I really respect what you do because, you know, more times than not, you're keeping me safe. I don't even know what you're doing. I'll read you my tweet before.
I need to know what got
currently
people.
Pulled over on the side of the road. Policeman got me. Cop is stern and direct. Seems fair. All I can think of is how many times a police officer has to do this, and it's a knucklehead or someone dangerous in the car. Every single time they pull someone over, their life is in danger by the people in the car or the cars driving by. I'm appreciative of our law enforcement that put their lives on the line to protect us daily. Also, I did get the ticket. I didn't get out of it because I knew people would be like, we must have got out of the ticket. That's why. And so then people were all busting my chops. Thought you didn't speed. So I did a second one. For those asking, I wasn't speeding. I was talking on the phone and it was on my ear instead of hands-free. And so, holy moly. People were like, why are you licking the boot of police officers?
What?
I mean, everybody on Twitter is an idiot anyway, except for me. I'm the only one. I looked. I did a whole thing of everybody on Twitter. I'm the only non-idiot.
Good.
But man, it was like Target Central. People just ramming me. So, but I do feel like that I did it. I'm going to pay the ticket. Unless I want to go to court and have Lunchbox represent me. I thought about this too.
Oh, I could.
This is a case that you could win, though.
Yes, because he has no proof.
But I did just say on the show here that I did it.
Oh, no.
But there's a lot of people that heard me say I did it. I mean, I did do it. Yeah.
But he wouldn't have this clip in court. He wouldn't be prepared
for
that.
Pull it off the podcast?
Yeah, we would bleep it.
It's a state trooper, too, by the way.
He also wrote it in a tweet.
So, It was loud. I thought somebody robbed a bank or something. I was just going to pull over and help him out. Well, crap, pulled over behind me.
You know he went home and told all his friends about it. Like, you'll never know what happened to me at work.
This idiot
crazy.
Came in and said, no contest. I throw myself in the mercy of the court. So I'll pay the ticket today. I did it. But that was my weekend. Not the whole weekend, but that was a big part of it. So I did it, and I will learn, and I will do better. And you can't even look at a map on your phone.
That's crazy.
That's what it says on the pamphlet.
Do I need to... Amy,
give it to Amy.
I think it's something like Officer Vasquez. Maybe come and give her a ticket now for not knowing.
I do, because I guess you listen to your map because it tells you turn left.
$50 first-time offense.
Jeez.
$100 third-time offense or higher. $200 violation occurs in a work zone. Right after third, though, they put you away.
Wow.
You go to the big house.
Three strikes, you're out.
They take your phone.
Oh, no, it's even worse.
Yeah.
You go to the big house. So that's what's up. That happened with me.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Chicago, Illinois. A 33-year-old man broke into a house. The family's asleep, and he steals a bunch of stuff, and he looks in the fridge and goes, oh, there's some brewskis. So he takes the beer, starts drinking them, and then he finds the car keys. Oh, car keys. Drives off in the car. Family
must not
has
been this is his first time breaking into something. This has to be his first time breaking into something.
No
he's
plan.
Drinking beer on the job. Yeah, and he's changing it up halfway through.
The family has no idea their house has been broken into, but a couple hours later, he gets pulled over for DUI.
Oh,
and
no.
They run the plate. They're like, that's not you. Then they go and investigate, find out the house has been broken into.
It's scary to hear about somebody breaking into a house while people are sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my nightmare.
That is terrible. Because if somebody wakes up, somebody's probably going to get shot or die.
Mm.
And I don't know who, but that is crazy. And the fact that he's like, beer.
Hey, that looks good.
Was he drunk when he did it?
Probably.
Was he already drunk when he broke into the house? So they got him, right?
Got him.
In jail.
In jail, arrested, yeah, $10,000 bond. I mean, yeah, all of it. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the Good News Countdown.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Here we go.
Number 3.
A dog in New Hampshire was rescued by firefighters when the dog got her head stuck in a tree while running after something. How did you get your head stuck in a tree? They used hand tools to cut her out because they didn't want to use power tools because that would scare her. This is the Milford Fire Assistant Chief Mark Britton talking about rescuing Gracie the dog.
This is probably the second one since I've been on the department that we've had a rescue. We've had animals in ponds and stuff, but this is the first time we've had to pull a dog out of a tree. Not a common thing at all.
I wondered, as you heard me aloud say, how'd the dog get stuck in the tree? Imagine the Keebler elf hole.
Oh, yeah.
And the elves like were about 9 inches tall. She went in after the Keebler elves, her head, and then she couldn't get it back out.
Okay.
So it was like that she found their house, wanted to have some cookies, uh-huh. and then couldn't get out. Dang, I mean, she's in there neck deep, too. All right, nice.
Number two.
A kid at the University of Pittsburgh just graduated from college. The kid is 16. Dang. He was reading by age 3. He was doing algebra a few years later. He got his associate's degree at 13, and he just got his bachelor's in computer science now at 16. That's pretty cool. Only one of two ways to go here. He'll save the world or just be, like, really good at video games and burn out.
Because he's tired.
He's tired and he's done. He's just like, I'm out of here. All right, let's go to the last one.
Number one.
A deputy in Florida is getting praised for helping deliver a baby on the side of the road. Here is audio of the birth. From Master Deputy Daniel Red Jones, and this is his body cam.
No. Is this your first baby? No? How many?
This
is six. Six? Y'all need a better hobby, okay?
She's coming.
There we go. I got a baby. Don't pull. Don't pull. There you go, mama. I told you I didn't want to deliver
a— That's cool.
Wow.
I thought it might be a little more intense than that. I like it. He got a bad joke in.
Yes, really bad.
And then, you know, you hear the baby cry and everybody's happy and safe.
That's amazing. I wonder who was pulling. He's like, don't pull, don't pull.
And what were they pulling? The baby on
the
cord?
The cord.
And she starts to come up with it. It's like pulling a—
And then how much did that body cam pick up?
Video-wise?
Yeah.
Probably everything.
Watch that? OnlyFans? there you go. Shout out to Master Deputy Daniel Red Jones. That's the good news countdown.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Okay, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Goodbye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.